Blackstone Publishing and Urban Audiobooks present Denim Diaries, Book 2, Grown in 60 Seconds, by Darian Lee. This book is read by Mishy LaChapelle.
Prologue.
Denim walked into the funeral parlor and slowly made her way down to the front of the room. She looked around at all the people who had come to pay their last respects to a young man who was obviously loved by many, but who had also caused a lot of sorrow to others. Drugs were something the community was trying to get rid of, so one less thug wouldn't cause city leaders to lose any sleep. The flowers surrounding the walnut coffin made the whole scene look like something out of a gangster movie. It was the funeral of Carlton Miller, the head of an up-and-coming gang of thugs. He was murdered days earlier in a seedy section of the city. Carlton's entourage and close associates sat in seats behind the family. His mother appeared visibly distraught, along with other members of his family. Could it be that they really loved him? Or were the tears because they had lost the major source of their illegal income? Denim shook her head to clear it. She couldn't believe that the young man lying dead was the same young man who'd been her physical therapy patient. She wasn't one to judge, but it did hurt her to find out that Carlton could have put her life in danger by being in close proximity to her at least 3 days a week. She'd become quite close to him and was actually starting to become attracted to him until the unthinkable happened. The crowd of people in front of her slowly moved forward as soft gospel music played throughout the room. Denim's heart was starting to accelerate as she waited in the long line to view Carlton's body. It all felt like a bad dream, and she wanted to get out of there as soon as possible. The air felt as if it had become thinner by the time she had made her way to the front of the line and slowly leaned forward to gaze inside the casket. The sight of Carlton lying dead in front of her made her sick to her stomach and a little lightheaded. As she stared at his face, she thought that the mortician had done an excellent job making him presentable for the viewing. Before walking away, Denim reached over and gently touched Carlton's hand and whispered, "Rest in peace, Carlton." Just as she was about to turn around and leave, a young male who was standing next to her pulled out a large caliber weapon and, in slow motion, pumped 3 bullets into Carlton's already lifeless body. The sound was deafening, and the room erupted in total chaos as mourners screamed and stampeded toward the exits. Chairs were flying every which way, and Denim realized she was caught up in a deja vu moment. Unable to move, she stood frozen in her...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?